It's September 19th, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Search giant Google is trying to make amends with media companies who have accused them of making money off of their journalism. First, Google said it was working on a micropayment system based on Google Checkout that publishers might use to get paid for each piece of content. Then Google came out with FastFlip, a new interface for Google News that shows screenshots of each web page before you go to visit them. Google said it would be splitting ad revenues from the ads on the FastFlip pages. So will it work? Early reviews were decidedly mixed, with WebWorker Daily's Daryl Etherington saying it could be effective for people who process information visually. Others thought the page-turning metaphor was a bit outdated. If your brain is stuck in 1969 and you want to pretend that newfangled computer in front of you is a microfilm reader, it'll feel natural to use, wrote CNET's Rafe Needleman with his tongue firmly planted in his cheek. In other news, McGraw-Hill is trying to sell Business Week magazine, which last year lost $43 million and has more than $30 million in debt, the New York Times reported. Various investment bankers are interested in the magazine, as well as Bloomberg. But as the Times points out, the time is not right to be selling a business magazine with a massive ad recession and advertisers flocking online. Business Week did bring in more than $20 million in ad revenues online this year, but that's nearly unchanged from 3 years ago. So what's the solution? Business Week's own innovation guru, Bruce Nussbaum, said Business Week should start a new series of businesses that include both social media, digital engagements in webinars, customized curating of business information, as well as real-life engagement in salons, conferences, and collaboratories. Paid Content's Rafat Ali says Nussbaum's own navel-gazing is exactly the problem. The challenge and irrelevance of these biz mags is becoming clear by the day. End quote. Now it's time for Quotable. This week, MediaShift hosted a great debate on micropayments and paid content for news between Tech Dirt's Mike Masnick and the New York Times media columnist David Carr. Here's one quote from that debate from David Carr. Most of the web is and should remain free, but professionally assembled content curated by editors who share either my sensibility or interests might pull some, not a lot, of money out of me. While I don't want to make a need-based argument, the ad-only model will clearly leave news gathering in a very diminished state, regardless of economic recovery. End quote. Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what's the future of business magazines like Fortune and Business Week? Our last poll question was, what do you think about the rumored Apple tablet computer? 56% said they want one. 30% said they will withhold judgment until they see it. And 15% said they could care less. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. If you're interested in getting a grant of up to $5 million from Knight, go to newschallenge.org and apply. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.